No.
Recording in progress.
Here I am again on my own.
One of you guys got the stream up?
No, I don't. I need to plug my phone in.
Beard Gap is serious. Someone's listening right now. Somebody. You cool with this, Shane? This whole get up?
Are you cool? Get up? It's nothing. You're wearing a chain and you have a cigar.
I'm not even wearing a chain. It's my headphones.
Do you have anything below the belt on?
I got shorts on, yeah. But
thank
you can't
God.
See that. I'm fighting with Beard Gap heavy right now. Oh, it's bubbin' listening in. All right, bubbin'.
All right, let me know when you're ready to start because I'm going to put up the first banner.
All right, Jay, we'll play it off of you. Whenever you want to go ahead and start, just go ahead and I'll click the button.
/7:40 Prime League Podcast.
Penny and 350 Productions.
Falling autumn leaves. It's gridiron time. As they face off in the league. Top New Guinea Prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that back a receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker. The defense that grinds. Sacks and QB forces turnovers like this ball mine. Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure, don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A team Cicito. Huh? Team Aaron's, we trust a Tama Jammer, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Yep. Never Berry versus Clam Wall, and who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets, who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race.
Complete.
Fantasy football team versus Team McTeam face.
Primetime.
Yeah.
We are live, and hello everyone, alongside lead commish Shane McClain, co-assistant commish Jason Ryan. I am the owner of the fantasy football team, Tim O'Halleck, and we are here to bring you this very special episode. Episode 1.10 of the Prime League Podcast. As we continue to grow, we have special treats to pass along to you throughout this episode and beyond, everybody. We still have a lot of stuff in the works, and I know me personally, I have been working on a few things that none of you guys, including the two that are here with me, know anything about. But in due time, is that just cut completely out? Go ahead and pull that down. Boys, after a conclusion this week, we will officially be one third of the way through the NFL's regular season. But before we look ahead too much, welcome back, guys.
Man, it feels good. We got a nice new setup here. Got some nice chairs. They're a little oversized, but it's all right. No problem.
Yeah, it's fresh, though. It's fresh.
It's okay. I look down on my brethren as we bring you episode 10.
Yeah.
These two right here. And if you can see what we see, these two right here, they bring it together. That's for sure. But seriously, as we get through 5 weeks of the NFL, what surprised you guys most?
Shane, go ahead.
Oh shit. Excuse me.
Fixing Beard Gap here. Okay. Yeah, Shane, what surprised you so far about the NFL through 5 weeks?
Oh, I can't take you guys right now. It's too much. I say the Jags getting the W over Buffalo. That was a huge surprise. I attribute most of it to the travel, obviously, overseas, and Jacksonville already being there, so they were just kind of hanging out waiting. But that was still a surprise to me. I'm very surprised that Russell Wilson is still a starting quarterback. That's a major surprise to me. The outcome of that Niners-Dallas game.
Yeah, that was crazy. The 49ers just completely annihilated them. Tim, did you watch any of that game?
Yeah, I did a little bit. It was a blowout. It was hard to watch. I had the couple of guys I needed to perform that game, and Dak Prescott and Tony Pollard, and they just laid absolute eggs last week. So it was disappointing to watch. And Debo Samuel coming out and saying, "You better watch out if we get a rematch, guys, because we'll put it on you even more." Yeah,
pretty surprising, actually.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised that they won. I was just surprised at how handily they won. I thought it would be a closer game than that for sure.
Yeah, one thing I definitely wasn't surprised about was me beating Remy. Kind of saw it coming. We all did.
Well, he was so confident in it, as was I, that we predicted it as his win this week in King of the Hill. Which we'll get into that later, obviously. But we did drop our consensus power rankings last week, and four of the top six teams each lost. Are you guys still confident in where we have the ranking set at so far at this point? You think stuff's going to switch around as we head into the middle of the season?
I think we're looking good for right now. Obviously, Bryce's team is surprising a lot of people. Vince's team had a really good week, even without Aaron Jones. So, something to keep an eye on there. And maybe the fall of Remy. Not to bash him, but his team just didn't perform. And maybe even the fall of your team over there, Shane. You know, you're dealing with a lot of injuries.
Please. It's not going to be the fall of me. I'm just going to have a rough patch here. My guys are good. Should be back 4 to 5 weeks to the two that are already on IR, hopefully.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, man. You guys who are listening right now, just listening, you'll see what we're talking about later on.
Luckily, I got a lot of depth, which I've been working on for a while. So hopefully I can pull a few games out. If I can just go maybe 2-2 in those games, I'll be happy. And then come out in better shape here for the rest of the season, you know, as long as, you know, other bad things don't happen, of course.
Yeah. So what do you say? You guys ready to kick off the week in review?
Weekly review.
So week five, or should I say the week that Remy's Berries will always remember. Regardless, it's all history now. Let's review the games and whatnot, get the details. Tim, you want to take it away?
Sure. Sorry, I was just checking something, make sure everything was going good.
It's too good.
All right. Yeah. Week's games, one team gets their first win while two teams get their first loss. Hint, all three of those teams are on this podcast as we speak right now. The number one ranked fantasy football team takes their first loss of the season, and number three, Let It Rain, 142-118. Fantasy football team now 4-1, while Rain goes above 500. They're at 3-2. Closest margin and the lowest scoring yet again goes to number two, Sanford Waddle Rockets, as they take their first L this week. They also drop a brown nail biter to number nine, Spider-Man Parts, 105-96. The Waddles now 4-1. Parts ride a three-game win streak to a 3-2 record. Number four ranked Grateful Zeds could not sum up the spirit of Jerry Garcia as they fall to number eight. Teamy McTeam face 125-100. Each team comes out of week five now 3-2. The highest overall score, 295 points between number five Tama Jama, as they're making their case for a top spot in our power rankings. He drops a load right on number 11, Come Black Kids, formerly known as In Your Girl's Guts. Tama 170, Guts now 125. Kids falls to 1-4 while Tama joins the fantasy football team and the Waddle Rockets with a top record of 4-1. Number 10, Member Berries get their first win and improve to 1-4 after a must-win game six, over number 6, Clam Wallet Scavengers, 137-100. Scavengers now lose 3 in a row. They sit at 2-3. And finally, our largest deficit, number 7, Rocky Balboa gets back on track and improves. Rocky Balboa, by the way, former Team Aaron's We Trust. They improved to 2-3 following a 166-82 win over number 12, Team Sestito. After the loss, Team Sestito is the only remaining team without a win, and they have cemented themselves as the worst team in the league, sitting at 0-5.
All right, crazy, crazy week of games. The undefeateds are now defeated. I get my first win. Jimmy, unfortunately, still hasn't got it. But let's take a look at some of the waiver and free agents. First, I'd like to touch base on the name changes. Team Aaron's We Trust is now known as Rocky Balboa. And obviously, In Your Girl's Guts is now Come Black Kid. So, some name changes that are going to mess up our intro video and music a little bit. But hey, what can you do? We roll with the punches around here. All right, so let's some free agents. Tama Jammet added the Colts defense and dropped Kendrick Bourne on Thursday. Spider-Man Parts dropped Kenny Pickett for the Packers D. Rocky Balboa added Dalton Schultz and dropped the Bengals D Thursday. The Come Black Kid dropped Juwan Johnson for Tyler Conklin. Saturday, Grateful Dead's dropped Matt Prater and added J.K. Dobbins and Riley Patterson. J.K. Dobbins moved directly to IR as he's out for the move, out for the season. That was a pretty crafty move by Zach there, playing for next year. Had some free spots in his IR. That's can't knock him for that. Spider-Man Parts also dropped Packers D on Tuesday. Now let's get into the waivers. Zach, again, Grateful Zeds, wins the Amari DeMicardo sweepstakes with a bid of $62, beat me by 12. Initially, I had it at 75, but I dropped it down to 50, and it cost me the running back. Grateful Zeds also added the Raiders D for $2 and dropped Calvin Austin III. This was likely a move due to the bye of Pitt this week and the pending return of Deontay Johnson. Spider-Man Parts added Chase Claypool for $17 and dropped Devontae Parker. They also added Baker Mayfield for $0. Fantasy football team beat me out for Brett Maher with a bid of $8 and dropped Young Hoku. I bid $0. I was not expecting anyone to come for a kicker. Shame on me. The Sanford Waddle Rockets acquire Kylan Granson for $0. I dropped Jonathan Mingo for Jake Moody. I needed a backup kicker. And late to the party, Waddle Rockets with some late moves this afternoon. Switched out defenses, Chiefs for the Texans, and then drops Evan Hull for Greg Dulich. And that was a pretty low-key waiver wire, nothing too crazy. Amari was the biggest one there. Everyone was going after. There's no trades this week, unlike last week, that brought in a lot of excitement. So what's your guys' takes?
Jay,
looking down on both of you.
Jay, I noticed, I looked through after the week was up and we're getting ready for the wire, and I noticed that you were the only team that had a kicker that wasn't playing this week. That's the only reason I put any money on it, because I knew you were going for somebody. He was one of the top guys. He kicks inside. So I figured he was going to be the one you were going to go after. Brett Maher, who does he even play for? I don't remember, but it's an indoor team. I know that. That's why I went. That's part of the reason why I went for him.
I can't remember offhand, to be honest.
But they're an indoor team, and the team scores a good bit of points. So that's why I went for him. A couple dollar bid. I didn't figure that anybody, if you bid anything, I figured it would only be a couple bucks.
He plays for the Rams.
Yeah, okay. They score some points.
That they do.
I'm kind of curious why Amari DeMarcado went for so much. I saw the winning bid, what, $62, and I thought, holy crap. But then I saw everyone else's bids. They were all high also. So I don't know what was going on with that. I know that James Conner got hurt, but is he out for a long time?
They don't have any other running backs, basically. And during the game Sunday, Amari got all the carries after James Conner got hurt.
Yeah. You know, Benjamin, who is the mainstay backup, is injured right now as well. And Conner they haven't released details of exactly what the injury is, but he's on injured reserve, so he's missing at least four games.
Oh, I dropped my pen.
Their running back room is so hurt right now because of Benjamin and Connor that they actually signed James Tony Brooks, I think his name is, who was just released from New Orleans team within the last week or so. They went and signed him yesterday or this morning.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, not too much excitement. I was hoping to see some more trades this week. There was a lot of action last week. I think everyone got it out of their system. People were feeling comfortable with their teams. I know I'm pretty comfortable. Very glad, Bryce, thank you for turning down my trades that involved Raheem Mostert, because he's going to be very valuable on my team at this point. So thanks, Bryce. I appreciate the decline on my trades.
Taking a look over the waivers, another one that kind of surprised me was the fact that Chase Claypool went for he went for $17. Claypool's going to a team where he's going to be the number four option.
Yeah.
At best.
And he wasn't good when he was the number two option. So,
no.
I mean, I think Pittsburgh got a steal when they got rid of him.
Yeah, so Shane, real quick, I wanted to talk to you about acne also before we move on, because he went on to the IR today, so he's missing at least 4 weeks.
Acne.
Say Queasy, my lemon squeezy, he's been hurt also. So you went from a dynamic running back room to now you're just trying to scrape the leftover, see what you can pull together.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I have, like I said, I have a good bit of depth. So even with Connor being out and Acne or Achan or Avanche, whatever you guys want to call him, being injured reserve as well, I still have Jerome Ford. I still have James Cook and Saquon, who should be back this week. So, I mean, those are solid starts right there. And I'm actually not even starting Jerome Ford because I have a good bit of depth at my wide receiver position. So I'm playing, of course, Addison in the flex because Jefferson is out on injured reserve. I have Waddle and I have Brown starting. So I don't need to force anybody into any positions. I feel pretty good for the situation that I'm in, actually.
Honestly,
it sucks having my two big guys out, but
yeah. I'm gonna jump around a little bit here, and I'm gonna jump over to Matt's team. Matt adding Baker Mayfield to his roster. Now, this one is kind of interesting here because this tells me that he's second guessing Deshaun Watson's. I don't want to say availability because I think that he will play, but I think he's second guessing whether or not Deshaun Watson is going to have a chance this week because they are going up against the San Francisco 49ers. So I have a feeling that he's going to bounce this back and forth and try to wait as long as he can. The Browns kick off Sunday at 1 o'clock, while the Buccaneers kick off Sunday at 4 o'clock. So still plenty of time for them to make that decision on that one. Who would you guys go for? I know that this isn't the segment right now, but who would you go for between right now Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up against the Detroit Lions, or Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns going up against the 49ers?
Oh, I'm definitely taking Baker. Definitely taking Baker.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going Baker as well in that situation. I wouldn't play. I wouldn't feel confident playing Deshaun coming off an injury if he wasn't playing the 49ers right now. So I'm 100% going Baker there. And poor Matt, he's dealing with the same situation I'm dealing with in another league that I'm in with Anthony Richardson being placed on injured reserve.
Yeah.
Dude comes out and looks like he's on fire for the first part of the year and gets injured three times in four or five games. And this last one, he's going to be on IR. So it's a rough situation. He had to go out and get somebody. I don't like that. Or I don't hate that pick, him picking up Baker Mayfield. I think that was a smart decision on his part.
Yeah. I mean, and really there's not a lot of options out there. I think, Baker was definitely a smart choice there. Bad position to be in when your quarterback goes out, and you too, Shane, when you're with your running backs. I think running backs is a little harder to come to terms with and replace in this league because there's so few that make a difference in our league. And I mean, when each team has three running backs apiece, it's so hard to replace them.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm happy I went heavy on the youngsters in the draft this year at the wide receiver and running back position. I hit on a few of them, and they're turning out pretty well, and they're going to hopefully save my butt here over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it took a good running back with Mostert. He didn't have a great game, but he had a solid game for me. And then Cooper Kupp coming back for my team. You know, like I said, almost a guaranteed 20 points, and that's almost what he put up this week.
All right, so guys, before we move on real quick, coming up on the podcast, let's get it right here. Don't forget, we will be updating the King of the Hill standings. We'll give you our King of the Hill picks for week 6. We do have a new segment coming up later on. We want to talk about that, or we just want to wait until it happens, and then we'll just roll with it.
I don't know. I say we leave the crowd intrigued. Okay. Make sure that it stays for the long run.
Leave them on the edge of their seats.
Master of Disaster picks coming up as well. We'll have a very special guest joining us here soon, which is kind of why we're trying to kill time right now, waiting for the guest to join us. But we will take your calls if you want to call into the show. You can also email the podcast, primeleaguepodcast@gmail.com. That comes directly to all of us. And we're also on social media now, Shane.
Yep. We're on Twitter or X, however you want to do it these days, @PrimeLeaguePod. And if you go on there, Shane, I actually just added some some pictures of our previous guest, Howie Felterbush. And
oh, man, Howie. He's going to be a tough act to follow.
Man, Howie came with the heat last week. I don't think none of us, were prepared for what he dished out right there.
No, not at all. But before taking his talents to the Windy City, tonight's guest was unofficially banned from the Ohio Valley. He had a mustache, shaved it off, grew it back again, all before he learned how to walk. You may not know him by his government name, but you have sure referred to him by one of his many aliases, the Chameleon, the Swish, El Franquicio, Jimalim, the White Don King. The list goes on. Even though his father was a cop turned educator, he was once labeled as overrated by his high school Comp 1 teacher, Craig Thompson. This guy has won 2 titles that no one can seem to remember, and he's compiled an overall record of 48-48 here in the Papua New Guinea Prime League. One of the original members of this league, as well as co-founder of Cash Penny and 350 Productions, and currently resides on the board of trustees for the Rubber Spoons. With the innate ability to charm the pants off of anyone in the room at any given time, and a tongue as curious as George himself, we welcome to the Prime League Podcast, the franchise, James Lee Sestito. Jimmy, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Prime League Podcast, the place where nightmares and dreams both come true.
Wow. Timoteo, what's up?
What an intro.
I didn't realize my resume was that long or spanning. But here we are.
I love this. Wow.
Did not expect that.
Jimmy, it's been a long time. We've been trying to get you on the podcast for a while. So, of course, thank you for taking the time tonight. And what you got going on, man? What's been up? It's been a while.
Not a lot, man. Not a lot. How's Rocktober treating you?
It's good.
It's good. I love that every classic rock station does Rocktober, and they just do everything they've already been doing.
Just playing the same exact songs, but they switch the sweepers around so that they can say that they're doing Rocktober. I just had something fall down my back. But Jimmy, looking over your keepers heading into the season, you held on to 2 quarterbacks, Marmar Jackson, also Trevor Lawrence, both good choices, both good keepers at quarterback, but you don't typically see teams keeping 2 quarterbacks in our league. What led to your decision to do that, to keep 2 quarterbacks?
Just indecision, I guess. I was just seeing which one was going to benefit me the most.
That's what I said. I said, I bet you he's just going to hold on to both of them and see which one comes out on top.
And you always get a good trade out of the deal.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
Now, okay,
Jimmy. Oh, man.
We're going to move a little bit forward now. Take us through draft day. You desperately needed a running back. You went with Chris Godwin with your first overall pick. Were you going with best available player at this point, or just couldn't make up your mind, just went ahead and grabbed Godwin?
I tell you the truth, man, I just wasn't in the right frame of mind. The Florida State game was coming on. I was coin flipped if I was just going to do auto draft or not.
Did Florida State win?
Yeah, yeah. So good day. But yeah, my mind just wasn't there.
Who'd they play that night?
LSU, first game.
Okay, all right.
Oh, it's a good win. Good win.
Chip Kelly still head coach over there, do you know?
I haven't talked to him in a while, but I don't believe so.
Jimmy, you like the
Jimmy? They're fanatics down here, bro. They're all over the place. Everywhere I go, FSU fans.
Oh yeah, down Florida definitely.
Yeah, there it's every yard has like a flag in it. And I wouldn't dare speak ill of them at like while I'm out walking my dog or anything.
You're closer to Gainesville, right?
No. I'm like north. They call it central, but I'm closer to the north side of central Florida. Like I'm an hour outside of Orlando.
Okay, so would you see more Florida State or more Miami, more Florida?
I see Florida State and UCF.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy, so, you know, to break away from the fantasy a little bit, how's the weather up in Chicago? We were up there in April, and it was cold and windy and rainy. Wasn't much of a springtime visit, but how's it? Is it getting chilly up there yet?
It's starting to. It was 65 and sunny today, man. So it was a really nice day all in all, but we're going to get hit by rain, I think, the rest of the week. Fall's taking its time coming through. Like, the leaves haven't even changed yet up here.
I think we're going to be tied to the same rain system you guys have coming through also, because we're supposed to get rain over the weekend. That's going to, I think, hit or miss here and there, but I think it's part of the same system. But we're starting to have our leaves change. I have a couple of trees that are bare already, but I still have a couple of trees that haven't lost a leaf yet. So, yeah, it's weird having... Having that all happen.
It was actually pretty crazy when we went to San Francisco at the beginning of the month. Like, it wasn't fall, none of the leaves were changing, anything. We came back almost 2 weeks later, and as we're landing and coming down into Pittsburgh, that was the first thing I noticed. I was like, wow, like, all the leaves are changed at this point. It just happened that quick. I mean, 2 weeks is a decent time, but everything changed in those 2 weeks.
Jimmy, do you have a lot of foliage in Chi-Town?
What now?
A lot of fall foliage? Foliage, however you
not
say
fall
it?
Not yet, but I mean, we got a lot of parks, a lot of trees always line the streets or whatever. So yeah, there's a good bit.
I think you mean foliage, Tim.
Typo. That's what it was, typo.
I just assumed Tim meant trees and greenery.
Jimmy, calm down now. Calm down. We all like getting baked, but. Speaking of which, Jimmy told me one time.
Yeah, I was just...
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Oh,
sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to bring up the time you said that the night weed became legal on New Year's Day, that the stores were lined up because you were going to go check it out, and the stores were lined up down the block. So you were like, all right, there's that, and then went home. I think I just told the story.
After Tim tells us, yeah, tell us about that.
And steamrolled it too. It's
just got to the skinny of the story. Yeah, Jimmy shows up, sees how long the line is. Jimmy leaves.
Anyway, back to I guess the main reason I'm on here. I heard you had some strong words for my draft, Tim.
We already talked about your draft, your keepers, and your draft picks. And let's be honest, he's listening right now. Bubbin stirs the pot. We all know that. As I take over the main seat here in the house.
Tim's under the spotlight now. With that,
question. Okay, hold on. Yeah, no, I'm going to pull it up because I asked you about First, I'll ask you this one. I did have this one prepared. We're in the dynasty portion now of our season or of our career, Jimmy. Notoriously, you have not. I don't remember. I know that the free agency budget is pretty new. I think last year might have been the first year, but you don't make any moves on the waiver wire. You didn't spend a dime last year, I don't believe. You haven't spent a dime yet this year. Is Team Sestito open to possibly making some moves like that? We had a big one going away this weekend with the Arizona Cardinals running back. Can't remember his name off the top of my head. A couple weeks back, it was Cleveland's running back. Shane dropped over $100 for him. Is Team Sestito going to carry the money to the bank with him again heading into the offseason this year? Or are you going to try to make some moves later on?
Try to. I've just been lazy. That's basically what it comes down to. I'm not quick enough. Everyone beats me to the punch. So,
well, you have some good pieces here, Jim. I mean, you do have some good trade potential here. I mean, you have obviously the two quarterbacks, and you have maybe a lesser known piece, but Logan Thomas has been putting up points, and of course, you have Travis Kelce as your starter. I know he's dealing with an injury right now, but you could definitely make some moves with those two players to maybe bring some more fire to your running back. I know you're hurting in that area. Is that something that you would be willing to at least
say that again?
Is that any of those moves? That's something you'd be willing to, you know, at least review?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, get a hold of Jimmy. Jimmy's got some pieces.
Jimmy's open for business.
Listen, Jimmy. Jason turned his team completely around in about a 48-hour time period, and he's in contention. He's in a hole. He's in a deep hole at 1-4 right now, but he gets a few wins. All you need to do is crack the top two in your division, right, and you're in the playoffs. And then once you're in.
Remember, we adopted the top three in each division is automatically in, and then after that it's okay. The best record and shit. Best points.
Okay.
Overall right. Record and best, you know, I mean, if it's tied, then it goes by points. So.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
That was something that we picked up last year.
So, but, I mean, technically I could still be last in my division and make the playoffs. Very unlikely, but mm-hmm. Our division would have to be completely stacked.
Amazing, yeah.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, nobody's out with four games missing. I mean, you know, losing four games. How many times do people make it to the playoffs where 12-4 is a great record?
I think I think my team was in a similar position. I think I was 1-4 or 2-5 or something like that, and I stormed back, and I made it all the way to the finals.
I came close last year. I started 0-7, I think, last year, and I was only one or two games out of the playoffs by the end of it. So being 0-4 as I was last week, or 0-5 as Jimmy is this week, there's still openings there for mm-hmm. it to be done.
Jimmy, is there anybody out there that you have been maybe keeping an eye on that you think that could really help your team? And if so, do you think that you have the capital to make an offer with something? We can get the ball rolling, Jimmy. We got a platform right here. People listen to us. We can get the ball rolling. You just say the word. We'll get it going.
It's like a brokerage, Jim.
Yeah.
Tell us off my head. Once I get off here, I'll take a look and see what I can make happen.
Sounds like a plan, sir.
Yeah, you put me on the spot, man. You put me on the spot. I don't have any answers for you.
Well, I have one major question that's been burning in my soul. I see Jamal Williams on your injured reserve. How long are you planning on riding that train, Jim?
I just saw he was injured reserve. I knew I had the ability to put him there and like still keep like, you know, another spot. So I just went with it.
He's good. He's good there. It's just the Jamal Williams thing. You've had him for a while. He did put up points for you last year, which was a huge surprise to me at least. But outside of what they were doing with him at Detroit, I don't think you're going to find that production with him ever again, honestly, not there in New Orleans at least.
Yeah, he's just injured reserve, so I figure that's just more opportunity to ride it out, see what happens. No grand plan there, but.
Jimmy, the Steelers, 3-1, I think. 3-1, 4-1, 3-1 right now, first place of their division, right?
3-2,
first place of their division. How you feel about them? What do you think?
Dude, after last week, I had the NFL package, and I got like all the games. After the Steelers were done, I just took a deep breath and shut off the TV. I just couldn't handle any more football, man. Like, we're in first place, but I mean, I don't know how, man. It's a roller coaster ride, to the very end.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm sure next week when they come off the bye, we'll see the completely opposite team, and they'll lose 42-3, maybe something like that.
I mean, we got TJ. That's the difference.
We got TJ. That is one highlight. We have TJ.
Sorry, I'm late. All right, wait, real quick. While you guys are all here, check this out.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry, I'm late. Stupid shirt.
Please state your name.
Jason Ryan. And can you tell us about your affiliation with James?
James?
James Sestito.
Jimmy?
Jimmy Sestito, yeah. Know the guy. Fucking prick.
I'm Jimmy. That's a name I haven't heard in quite a while. What do you want to know?
All right, we're not going to sit through that whole thing, but yeah, I had that queued up ready to go. I got to get my levels back now because...
The chameleon.
There we go. Jimmy, Jimmy, spell I cup.
What the fuck? EYECUP.
Whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
Whatever. Whatever. Okay, Jimmy.
Any other brain teasers?
Well, okay, let's get back to this, because the reason we did have you on the rubber spoons meetings that we will be having coming up. You down for them? You ready to go? You ready to get things going again?
Suppose so. What you have in mind?
I don't know. I was going to ask you. You've been up in Chicago for a little while now. I was going to see if you had any locations, some prime locations that you were looking to maybe have a rubber spoons reunion. We do have the lead spectator in the conversation with us right now. Don't forget.
Back in action.
What is this rubber spoons? Why don't I remember this?
You wouldn't understand.
Okay. Jimmy, you want to tell this one, and I'll actually let you talk this time, or you want me to tell it?
You know what? You go ahead, Tim. Okay. I was just trying to get it together in my mind and just go for it.
Excuse me. Jimmy and I, back in the day, we had this group called the Rubber Spoons, where we would map quest different teachers or different people's houses, and we would drive to their house, and I think we would toss a rubber spoon in their yard. And then that was it.
Where
and
the
we
fuck
just,
did you find a
I think
rubber
that's just what we had
spoon.
On hand.
Like a baby spoon. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like a child's babe, like a toddler spoon that you would feed them with. I think there was one in my car or something. And we found the house that we were looking for, which I don't remember which one it was off the top of my head. But we would drive to the house, and we would toss this rubber spoon in their yard, and then that was the end of it. One time, we did it with Shane and Craigle in the car. And Craigle could care less. He was just along for the ride. But Shane was so curious what the rubber spoons were and demanded to know, and also demanded access into the club. But we refused the access because we did not receive a majority vote. So we decided to announce Shane as our lead spectator. So Shane is the lead spectator of the rubber spoons.
Craigle, I don't even remember.
Craigle was just there, and me and Jimmy were doing our jobs. That's what it was all about.
Oh, good Christ.
That's what you had. Like you, I was thrown off by. I was like, what teachers do we have that are living in Chicago right now? That's what I thought you were talking about. I'm like, what now?
Oh man, too funny.
Shit.
I dropped that so deep into the intro. Hold on, check this out. I know you can't see it, Jimmy, but can you see how long this intro is that I had typed up for him? Huge. I know you can't really see it. It's difficult. It keeps disappearing, but
That's entertaining stuff, Tim.
Thanks.
Huge.
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 Was not expecting it. Much appreciated, Timoteo.
Absolutely. All of our guests deserve at least a nice intro, and we do ask all of our guests to, that after they've joined us, if they have any disgruntles that they would like to get out, we do have a segment called Trash the Commish.
Piece of white trash.
Would you like to trash the commish, Jimmy?
Wait, what was that? What did you just play?
It's our Trash the Commish open. I just play it real quick whenever we're not in the segment. It's just
piece of white trash.
Just says piece of white trash like that. So, do you want to trash the commish? You got anything you want to say while he's here and can't fight back? We can mute him.
Yeah, mute him.
Jay, he's on it. Look how quick.
Come on. This is ridiculous.
Shane, you have destroyed all that I love.
I think he's muted.
Son of a bitch. Wait, I just cursed. Damn it.
You're good. We fucking cuss all the time. Man.
Okay, I wasn't sure what kind of podcast you were keeping here.
No, you're good. You're good.
No, you know, I'm muted. I have nothing.
All right, there you heard it, Jimmy. Thank you for trashing the commish.
Well, I will say this is all just a little racket for Shane to get drug money.
It is. That's why we haven't seen any of the money yet.
Exactly.
I called him out on Venmo one time, dude, like the protest, and he's all mad, made me delete it.
That's right.
Remember that, Shane?
You didn't call me on protest. You labeled it as drug money and put a bunch of needles and like shit burning and stuff next to it. That's how you get banned.
Yeah, I didn't know people were getting banned. I was half asleep, but I thought, because everyone always put something a little funny like on the Venmo. I'm like, whatever. Like, I thought it was from something too. I don't even think I like take full credit for creating it. I put drugs for drugs, yo. And then I'm in Costco and I'm getting frantic text messages from Shane like, dude, you're gonna get us all like you're gonna get all the money taken, like you're gonna get us all banned.
Oh man, too funny. God, I just had a story I wanted to bring up too and I can't remember what it is now. I'm so mad about it. Shit. Oh, I know. Remember the time you guys had Craigle in the trunk of the car driving through Shane's neighborhood?
Oh, no, that was my neighborhood. I forget where that was. That was like Steubenville somewhere, but yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us, Jimmy, what happened?
Sorry, man, I'm a little fuzzy on this one. I just remember we got pulled over and they were like super disappointed because everyone was out of the trunk by then.
Okay. All right. Let's back up a little bit. I wasn't there, so I don't know the full story, but what I remember of the story was there were people outside at somebody's house. I don't know if you guys knew the house or if you just saw somebody outside and Craigle hopped in the trunk. You guys pulled up in front of this house, stopped the car, got out, opened the trunk, and started acting like you were beating the shit out of Craigle while screaming bloody murder in the trunk. And you guys shut the trunk and drove off. And then the cops came by and stopped them. Found the car and stopped them and checked the trunk and no one was in the trunk.
Oh, good God.
Too funny. Too funny.
I think that was a carryover. I think during the day, like with him and Zach and like Ethan were doing it or something.
just kept going.
So this was like an ongoing thing, like of a prank, and then it ended with us.
Oh, shit, man.
Too good. Too good. All right, you guys got anything else?
No, that was a good one,
Jimmy.
Thanks for calling in, Jimmy.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy.
Well, okay. Sorry, I didn't catch you guys. I just heard like jumble of noises there.
We all talked at the same time. So. Oh, Jimmy.
All righty. Well, thank you for having me on.
All right. Love you, dude. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Talk to you later.
Peace. All right. All right. Jimmy Sestito, owner of Team Sestito. And just an overall good guy.
Trying to climb out of that hole. Jimmy, I can say from experience, you can get there. We can all get there.
We're behind you, Jimmy. Who's he got this week?
I need the Furial energy today from start to finish.
Come on! Let's go!
Let's go! Let's get this train rolling. Let's go!
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster?
All right. Here we are again. Week 5, Masters and Disasters. Good bit to choose from here on both sides. Jason, you want to take things over?
Yeah, so my master for the week made a great deal of difference in my game itself, George Kittle. After having no touchdowns all year and failing to put up more than 10 points in 3 of the first 4 games, Kittle comes up with a 3-touchdown, 27-point effort against the Cowboys. He started early with the first 2 touchdowns of the game for San Fran. The second was on a nice flea flicker. That same play was actually ran in Detroit earlier that day at the 1 o'clock games. It was kind of crazy. The same exact play, that flea flicker. And for a fun fact, the tight end who caught the touchdown on the flea flicker in Detroit also played his college ball in Iowa as a tight end. So that was kind of a freaky thing that happened there. But Kittle had only 3 catches, but all 3 were touchdowns and came up big for me on my redemption week. Disaster, Matt Breida. Filling in for the injured Barkley, Breida just failed to inspire any confidence in him going forward. Going up against a suspect Miami defense that had 48 put up on him last week, Breida only managed 21 yards on 9 carries, 1 reception for 3 yards, and a whopping 3 points. He is the running back, the backup running back, but the production could have been better. The game wasn't out of reach until the second half, so the Giants didn't have to give up on the run. But with him only averaging 2.3 yards per carry, it's not surprising he only had 9 attempts. Pretty disastrous performance. No, Shane, you didn't love that one. This week, I'm going with Jalen Hurts from a master. He's going up against an underperforming Jets defense. The Jets are allowing 352 yards per game. That's the lower half of the league right now. Hurts has also had 30-plus points in the last 2 weeks, and I expect that trend to continue not just this week, but the next few weeks going, looking at the Eagles' schedule. So I really look for Hurts to have another solid performance this week and probably the next 2 weeks. The disaster, Derrick Henry, coming off a bad week against another mid-tier defense in the Colts. This week it's even harder going against Baltimore. Baltimore has something to prove this week after that loss to Pittsburgh. And they have one of the best run defenses in the league, only allowing 91 yards per carry. And on top of that, Henry just hasn't looked like himself all year. He's only put up over 100 rushing yards once all season. This coming from a guy who is typically leading the league at this point. But I don't see it changing this week. So this week I have him as my disaster as well.
Well, Henry,
what do you guys make of that?
Sorry, go ahead, Shane.
So I just want to say, what do you make of Derrick Henry overall? Like, obviously,
I think he's not old, but I mean, as far as running backs go, he's older, and
yeah,
he's a very physical runner. I think his body is just starting to slow down on him. You can't run like that for more than 10 years, and he's got to be pushing 10 years in the league at this point.
Yeah, and they got the early Sunday game over in London too, so you got to think a little bit of jet lag. Defense usually unders hit on those types of games defensively. As you mentioned, Baltimore looking to prove something too. So I think that adds on top of it. But Derrick Henry, he's 29 going on 60 in the way, by the way he plays.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of London, you know, Baltimore went over there Monday. Baltimore decided to fly over on Monday. So their whole team could get used to the time difference.
They ain't
so.
Having it this week. Ain't having it this week. They're ready. Baltimore's ready.
They're not letting what happened to Buffalo happen to them.
So who you got, Tim?
All right, my master from last week, Justin Fields. He has been trending upward for the most part since week one, with the exception of the Swift week 3 beating that they took from the Kansas City Chiefs. Through the first 3 games, he has had 1 passing tutty in each contest. The last 2 games, 8 passing tutties, 4 in each game, 617 yards passing, just 1 interception. 43 fantasy points last week, puts him at number 3 last week. He is my week 5 master. My disaster from week 5, Devontae Smith, laid an absolute egg in the worst fantasy performance of the year for him last week. 1 catch, 6 yards, accounting for 1 measly point. And I don't know that his production will go up very much heading into week 6 either, with Philadelphia visiting the Jets. Can't freaking spit it out today. Coming up, though, this week, my master, I'm going with Josh Jacobs, Las Vegas running back. Jacobs finished with 25 touches Monday night in that nail-biter with Green Bay, totaling nearly 90 yards between the ground game and the passing game. He did have a touchdown. This week, the Raiders host the Patriots, which have given up the 10th most fantasy points to running backs this year. Coupled that with them being ranked 22nd in the total defense, and they're trending downward at that. Josh Jacobs goes over the century mark for the first time this season. He is my master for week 6. My disaster, I talked about this a little bit earlier, Deshaun Watson, Cleveland quarterback. I mean, they got San Francisco this week. That's all you really need to say. But San Francisco's offense is very potent. And part of the reason why they're able to score so much and hold the opponents to so little is because how often their offense is on the football field. What could save Watson, though, is the fact that Cleveland's defense is pretty good, too, though. If they get a few stops, give Watson some more opportunities. Now, Watson, as again we mentioned, coming off that shoulder injury to his right shoulder at that. He was cleared to play a couple weeks ago, decided to sit it out. We'll see if that pays off. But for now, Deshaun Watson, my disaster for week 6.
Yeah, I got to agree. Watson was almost my disaster for the week. But I'm going against Matt, and he has Watson, so I didn't want to pick someone I'm going up against to seem biased. But San Francisco's defense is just making everyone look bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that may be an understatement. And I like your master for week 6, Tim, with the Josh Jacobs pick there. He's been, I don't think he's been utilized properly through the first 4 games, and it looks like they gave him his fair share on Monday night, and it panned out. So hopefully they'll keep doing that with him again this week here. My master for week 5, Joe Burrow. He didn't absolutely light up the fantasy scoreboard. But after posting only 728 yards and 2 touchdowns through the first 4 games combined, he threw for nearly half that total with 317 yards in just 1 game this weekend. He also added 3 touchdowns, almost doubling his season total leading up to this game. He looks to be back on the mend, and I think he and Ja'Marr Chase are in good shape as they look to have a repeat of last season start, even with T. Higgins on the bench healing up. Week 5 disaster, Jordan Love. The Raiders defense is meh. Maximum Crosby is a playmaker, but otherwise they don't have much to note, in my opinion. I say that to say this. Jordan Love made them look great on Monday night. He only completed 50% of his passes once again. He still holds the league's lowest completion percentage through 5 games with 55%. He capped all this off with 3 interceptions and no touchdowns. Scariest thing about all this, he had all his weapons available to him and healthy for this game outside of Aaron Jones, who cannot be the answer to his woes. And just very scary outlook for Jordan Love, in my opinion. Week 6 master, Kenneth Walker. Bryce is going to be happy to hear this one. He's not the most consistent player in terms of expected fantasy points, but he's posted double-digit points in every outing this year so far. He plays Cincy defense that gave up a lot on the ground against Tennessee a couple weeks ago, who's been struggling with the run, as we just talked about. And it's coming off a bye week, so he should be well-rested. I expect Seattle to try to attempt to control this game. They're going to do that on the ground if they're going to be successful. And, they got to do something to try to stop this surging Cincinnati with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase trying to put up as many points as they can from here on out. And my disaster for this week, week 6 disaster, Darren Waller. He showed up in a big way this past week. 8 catches for 86 yards. It was a squeaky wheel game for him, so he delivered in every way except for touchdowns. That lack of touchdowns combined with Daniel Jones' neck injury places him squarely in the disaster category for me this week. Now, they do play Buffalo, And if Tyrod Taylor is at the helm for the Giants, then this is a revenge game for him. But he came in 12 minutes left in the game last week, went 9 for 12 with 86 yards, and the Giants didn't get any closer to putting any more points on the board. So I do not expect a lot of points to be scored from the Giants side regardless. Therefore, I'm calling Darren Waller a disaster for me if he plays. Of course, he's a questionable one, the injury report. So,
yeah, that sucks for me. He was one of my keepers, and he's just – I mean, he had 8 catches, 86 yards. That's – The PPR league really helps us, him right there, because other than that, that's just an 8-point performance. But no touchdowns yet this year. It's not entirely his fault. That Giants offense, just they got some issues. They got some big-time issues.
It's really bad.
They might be the most broken offense in the league, and that's saying a lot.
Mm-hmm. And they made the playoffs last year, too.
I know. And they paid Daniel Jones his money, and –
and he is terrible.
Yeah,
it's just rough.
So I know we're getting ready to go into our next special segment, but I'm unsure if our special guest for the segment is joining us via phone call or via Zoom.
He's coming on Zoom.
Oh,
nice. Nah. So yeah, we'll
let's go. I think he's about ready. Oh, okay. So you want to go ahead and do it?
Yeah. So. Oh, I think I see him. He's here. Nice.
All right, let's go.
Beak and take, man.
Beak and take. I love it.
The old bacon take. So this week we're rolling out a new segment. This is something me, Justin, and Tim have done for a few years now. We get up Sunday morning, do a little bacon, do a little taking, trying to win some money. So would like to welcome in Justin, who filled in admirably for me while I was out of town. We're going to break down some of the betting lines, go over a few games each week, make some picks. We're also going to talk about the spreads that are in our own fantasy league. Justin, welcome aboard. Let's bring you down to the chair.
Yeah, here. Let's get
on. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you now. There you are.
Can you see me?
he's pumping some curls right now.
Listen, baby, this is 5'11" of feel and sex appeal you got going on right here. What's going on, guys?
What's up, dude?
Can you hear me okay?
I love the look. Yeah, hell yeah. Sound good, man. Can everyone hear him?
Yeah, you look great. Yeah, I love it.
Good. Listen.
Let's put you up on the big screen over here.
What the hell was going on with Jimmy? Was that the most awkward interview I've ever heard in my life, or was he just being Jimmy? I couldn't tell. You guys were talking about the weather. You were talking about wildlife and shit.
I thought it went great.
Every question you asked Jimmy, he was like, you caught me off guard, Timmy. I don't know.
Yeah, he asked me what the topic of discussion was going to be tonight, and I was like, "We're going to talk about your fantasy team and just stuff." I don't know; it just kind of goes.
You know what I think it was? I think Jimmy was feeling the pressure of the podcast. I think that's what it was. He was sweating over there. I could see it. He was trembling a little bit. He was shaking. I could tell for sure. Listen, he ain't got it like this. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got it like this. Jimmy's small. When you talk about people at the gym, Jimmy's one of the smaller guys at the gym. So he's got, he's got insecurity issues and the whole thing. But anyways, how you guys doing? Great episode so far. How's it going?
Good. Feeling good. We got some, everyone's got some nice headgear on right now. Look at us four. Mm-hmm. We're looking good with our head attire.
I got Remy's
hat
on.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. The episode has been incredible so far. The intro was out of this world. Jimmy's interview was subpar, but that's his fault, not your guys' fault. So, and Tim saying I stir the pot. What pot, Tim? I make the fight, dude. I hype the fight. All right. I hype the fight without the hype, dude. You know, Jimmy's just another team on the league being just sucking ass, being 0-5, making excuses for why he can't pick his draft and shit.
Stirring the pot. Says he's not stirring the pot. What's he doing right now? Stirring it.
Kamish, listen, Kamish, who do you want in the league? You want somebody that can, maybe I'll auto pick my draft, or do you want 5'11" of Twisted Steel sex appeal up in this bitch. I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Oh, shit, man. Did you see his head bobbing when he was like...
I'm coming back, baby. I'm hyped up. I'm sorry, guys. I'm hyped up. I was drinking coffee with Jameson's in it. I was doing a little Irish coffee, so I'm all hyped up.
I love it. I love it. I love the energy. Don't apologize.
Word on the street is we got a new segment to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, I ended up not taking anyone last week. Ran out of time before I could get it in, but I did like Houston and I did like Indianapolis. They both did cover for me. Houston lost, but they covered by half a point. I wish I would have got those bets in.
I'm pulling mine up right now.
Me? Is it my turn?
Yeah, if you're ready, because I can't remember what I took exactly. So go ahead and go.
Yeah, for sure, Jay. I know you, me, and Tim were talking about it in quite a bit on Sunday, but I actually, what did I do? I took four games. I didn't have as much time to prep as I would have liked to have. I took the Ravens over the Steelers. They were given 4.5 points. Man, the Steelers suck, but their fucking defense just kept them in the game just long enough that they really could do something. Mm-hmm. And Jay, you've always said that you don't bet against Pittsburgh and you don't bet for Pittsburgh. You never know which team is going
to
show up.
Just stay away from Pittsburgh altogether.
And I'm gonna listen to that advice from now on. So I lost there. Man, I took the and how about the chance from the Penguins game the other night calling for the offensive coordinator to get fired? Did you see that?
Oh my god, no, I didn't see that, huh?
They started chanting it at the Pens game to fire him. And speaking of coaches talking about getting fired, the Patriots getting blown out. I took the Patriots minus 1.5 versus the Saints, and man, they got annihilated. They got destroyed.
Look terrible.
And I'm on the elliptical when I see Sports Center putting up a post saying Belichick in question as coach at like they made up a segment about him getting fired or something. I give the guy a break. He's only the best fucking NFL coach of all time.
Dude, he only has 6 Super Bowls. He's not even in the double digits yet.
Dude, you see this hair, dude. When you got hair like this, you don't need Super Bowl rings, dude. Jay, I took your suggestion on Houston. I took Houston. I should have, if I would have bet the spread, I would have won because I think they were
-2.5.
They were -2.5 versus Atlanta. I took the money line like a dumbass, so I lost. The only bet that I won on Sunday was Kansas City. I took Kansas City -3.5 against Minnesota, and I hit on that one. So I didn't walk away a total loser this week, but I do feel like we've been on a pretty good streak so far in this NFL. So I don't think we've been doing too bad.
I've been feeling good, Tim. You got what you were taking last week?
Yeah. I've been on a downward trend, actually. I went 1-for-4 last year with my picks. Pittsburgh, I took the over at 38.5. I thought that the offense needed to come out and perform, that would account for a few points. And I thought the Ravens offense was good enough to put up a few points also, maybe match it in the 20s, low 20s. But that lost. I took, this was a 3-pick parlay. I took the 49ers to win the Sunday night game over Dallas, which they did. I took Brandon Ayuk to get 50 alternative receiving yards, which he did, but he didn't score a touchdown, so I lost that one. And then also, I tried to double it up where I couldn't lose, so I took the parlay where I had San Fran winning, and I also took another one where I had Dallas winning. Dallas to win, Dak Prescott to go over 200 passing yards, Tony Pollard to go over 40 rushing yards, CeeDee Lamb over 50 receiving yards, CeeDee Lamb touchdown, all blanks. All zero. So I lost that one as well. The only one that I did win, I took the Jets +2.5 with the Denver Broncos. Jets came out with that 31-21 win. So that one saved me a little bit. But yeah, I was just 1-for-4 last week. So very subpar.
Yeah, I'm 0-for-all at this point. I haven't had a chance to put in too many. I would have bumped up my record here last week if I would have got those bets in, but I didn't get a chance. But it is what it is. Tim, you're loving the prop bets this year, which is one thing that we want to know more about. So what's your prop bet of the week here?
Well, I couldn't find the odds for it, but I think C.J. Stroud, we're playing the law of averages here. C.J. Stroud has to throw an interception. He hasn't done it yet. So I'm saying C.J. Stroud over a half interception this week is my lock.
I like it. I like it. So me, typically, I like to stick to the over-unders. My over-under for the week is the San Fran-Cleveland game over 37.5. Now, I know San Francisco's defense is a beast, but their offense may be better than their defense. And Cleveland's defense is good, but Dallas's defense was better, and they just made a wrecking ball out of Dallas. They just pile-drived all over it. Macho Man Randy Savage elbow dropped it. It was rough going for Dallas. So over 37.5 definitely for that one.
Okay. And so Jason's got the over-under. Tim's got the prop bet. And I'm coming in with the flaked, baked, and raked lock of the week for the bake and take segment here. I'm going to take San Fran with the spread against Cleveland, because we all saw what San Fran did to Dallas last week. We know what kind of shape Cleveland's in. Is Deshaun Watson still questionable for the game? Is he playing for sure?
I think he's still questionable at the moment.
He is. He's questionable.
You know, you got Chubb out. Got Chubb out. I don't like the over on that one, Jay, because I think San Fran's going to score some points, and I think Cleveland is not. I think it's going to be a defensive game, but I think San Fran's going to pull it out by at least a touchdown. So that's my flake, baked, and raked lock of the week. San Fran over Cleveland with -7 as the spread.
I like it. I like it. I think, you know, everyone's riding San Fran right now. They're dominating everyone in front of them. And until someone decides that they can slow them down, you got to ride with them. One thing that I really like is that ESPN is throwing some spreads out for our games. The spreads in our games, the member berries myself, is -17 against Spider-Man parts. After getting my first win, I'm -17 right now. That's crazy.
They got confidence. Not
the
biggest.
I want to pull up the standings. I want to pull up the standings to get the full spectrum of this. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so the biggest spread of the week actually goes to Shane over there, the Water Rockets at -28 against Clam Wallet Scavengers. Jimmy, you know, we had you on, but you're +24 against Let It Rain. Make some substitutions, make some trades, get something.
He's not going to do it.
And then we got Wayne going against Vince. Wayne's +7 against the newly formed Rocky Balboa teams. But Wayne is dubbed the Come Black Kid, so we'll see there. Jeff, I like your team, especially this week. We'll talk more about that later. But Teamy McTeamface is +5 right now, an underdog to the surging, the throbbing Tama Jama. And fantasy football team, Tim, you're -8 against the Grateful Zeds. Which one of these, Ed, what do you guys think about some of these spreads here?
Tim, you want to go ahead? Or Shane, we haven't heard from you yet on the take. What are you thinking about the spreads?
Well, I think my spread is astronomical, and which is crazy to me. It could be +28 in the position I feel like my team's in as far as injuries are concerned. But I think that also has a little bit to do with the shape that Remington's team is in as well. I'm going to save my opinions for Bryce and Jeff's game for a little bit later as well, Jason. And what was the spread on? You say it was 7 going in Vince's favor?
Yeah.
That's interesting to me too. I think Vinny's been putting up a lot more points than he's projected each week, and I feel like that's going to continue to happen this week. So I think that's a low estimate on that spread, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think they're giving Wayne's team a little too much credit. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but not to bash Wayne, but I feel like his team has underperformed the predictions where Vince has overperformed. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of surprising to see that spread so tight.
I think for me, it's probably – I'm liking Bryce against Team and McTeamface. Is that Jeff? Is that Jeff's team?
Yep.
I'm liking Bryce. I mean, listen, I was riding high on your brother, Shane, to take the lead. But, man, Bryce is coming on strong, brother. We were on Xbox Live the other night, and he was fired up. He was like, you were talking all that shit. Oh, I'm not going to stay in the league. I'm not going to do this and that. I'm going to give up. He was like and he was telling me the scores and stuff. So it's great. It's cool to see the season go. But if there's a possibility to bet one of these games, I'm betting that one, and I'm taking Bryce against Teamy McTeamface. I don't know what Jeff put up last week, but I feel pretty confident Bryce has got the momentum right now.
Interesting conclusion there by you. And again, we have more to discuss about the Jeff versus Bryce saga coming up shortly.
I think that we're all kind of in agreement in the cup, the two games for sure that we like. The we're liking Vince, and we're all kind of liking Bryce with this one. At least that's what I'm getting out of it. So that's what I'm going to roll with both with all you guys right there. I think those are the two that I got my eye on.
I like it.
How do we bet on these? Is there any way we can actually bet on them? Like, this obviously isn't on DraftKings. What do we do with this?
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't really discussed it. I think definitely we're going to see these spreads fluctuate a lot by Saturday and Sunday when people start making subs. Wednesday, or actually probably more tomorrow before the Thursday night game, but maybe even more on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
What if we get a side pot going with the admin fee, with the buy-in fee, and we start some bets throughout the league?
Yeah, daddy.
How do you like that? We get a little pod going.
We discuss it as a league. That sounds like a lot of work that I'm not doing. You could be the treasurer, Tim, and be all over that.
But here's the thing, though, because 70 to 80% of the people in the league won't be for it. So they won't want to throw the extra money because they're not going to be betting. And they're going to be like, no, what the hell? Yeah. So,
losers. It's boring. Losers. I want to bet.
It's a cool concept.
That's why it's run by majority, so.
But I do want to throw out there that, you know, we had briefly discussed the possibility of a special thing we can do with our phones that involve the Prime League podcast. And I've been working on that, and hopefully within the next few weeks might be able to throw that out there. But that's something that could be in play of maybe just even putting polls out there to the rest of the league to be able to pick some of these games and let them do some side betting amongst themselves.
I love it. I'd be all for it. That sounds exciting. And, hey, guys, keep doing your thing. Keep killing it. What a fucking great episode. I'm honored to be on here. Episode number 10. You guys are rocking ass. I love listening to the pod on Thursday mornings on my way to work. It's fucking hilarious. Shane, I don't know what you did to Howie Felterbush, but that guy called in last week and was something else, man. I was like, couldn't believe what I was hearing. But yeah, thank you guys. I'm honored. Great work on 10 episodes so far. Doing this video is another step up in the production. I'm sure you guys got more shit planned. So
hold on.
Yeah, but before you go, our next segment is sponsored by yours truly. So let's go ahead and roll the intro.
You got an intro? Or is it me on the intro?
The Hill, King of 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 the Hill. King of the Hill.
Man, I love it. I love it. Well, you know, King of the Hill is sponsored. Humphreys Homes at Redland Realty is the proud sponsor of the Prime League podcast and the King of the Hill segment. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Ohio Valley or Columbus area, you can reach out to me on Facebook at Humphreys Homes or Instagram at Humphreys_Homes. And with Humphreys Homes at Redland Realty, you're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest. Let's go, baby. Jimmy, get in the gym. Get in the gym, Jimmy.
21-inch pythons.
Baby. These bad boys are illegal in 42 states, baby. I'm banned. I'm banned. Thank you, guys. Love you. Great work on the podcast.
Thanks, bro.
Love you, too. Love you.
Later, brother.
Later, dudes.
Later.
All right, as we head into round six of the Humphreys Holmes King of the Hill, Jason and I remain 4-1, while the Shonester has yet to have an incorrect pick as he leads us with a record of 6-0. Jay, let's start it off with the Euster. What you got for Lingon McCram? Sorry. Check this out.
This week, I'm going to go with a shocker. They're the underdog right now. We talked about it briefly earlier. I'm going Jeff over Bryce. McTeamy face over Jama.
Oh.
The surprise of the century. The biggest surprise since last week when I beat Remy. Jeff taking him down. And this, you know, I just feel lucky. I feel we're going to win.
Okay. All right.
So you're riding that luck wave, huh, Jay?
Oh, I'm riding it. I'm riding it hard.
Well, even though I'm coming off a loss last week, I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good still this week. So I did walk away with a win in the King of the Hill last week. So once again, another win here, 6-0. I picked Vince over Jimmy. It took everything in me to not pick Jimmy as my loser again this week. But I didn't. I decided to go with Bryce over Jeff. So this should be extremely interesting. One of us is walking away with an L next week, Jay.
And that's what's exciting. Either we're going to be in a tie or you're going to pull away. This could make or break my season in my King of the Hill right here. This pick.
Shane used one of his daily doubles or whatever we call it. I don't remember. It's been so long since we talked about it. So Shane has the one, he has the bonus attached to his win. So he does have one extra one. So do you want to use your daily double, Jay, or are you going to hold on to it?
Not yet. I'm saving it for a week where I really can't decide between two teams, but I'm not going to do it quite yet.
Okay. And we get two, right? We get two daily doubles? Just one. Okay.
Only one.
All right.
Yeah, but I can't go again.
But we pick each other's teams twice. That's where it is.
Okay. All right, last week I picked Jason over Remy as well, and of course, I, like Jason, came out victorious. This week I'm going Vince over Wone. Russell Wilson goes up against Kansas City's defense, Chuba Hubbard against Miami, Tyler Conklin against Philly, Saints defense going against Houston, and Houston's put up a few points this year. I think Wayne has a hard time cracking 100 this week, so I'm going Vince over Wayne.
I think that's a solid pick.
Yeah, that was definitely in contention out of the few that I was looking at as well that I was thinking would be a good decision this week.
I mean, at this point, I'd pick myself every week if I could, but I just can't.
We're going to start running into some issues here pretty quickly.
And actually, now that I think of it, do you have a spreadsheet of who we picked of some sorts?
It's on the list.
It's
somewhere.
In our notes.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I need to look at that. So
what I'll do is I'll put it on the list of things to do this week, and I'll create a spreadsheet for our actual shared docs, and that way we can just track it real easily.
Okay.
Because I can't remember. I remember most of the teams I picked, but going over it this week, I was like, oh, man, I'm not sure. I can't remember if I picked them or not.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commission.
That one failed.
That's all good.
But I'm gonna redo it because this was a good one. So hold on here.
You want to do it again?
Yeah.
All right.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commission.
Donkey Kong. I can't do it, dude.
Oh man, I just wish you guys could
work out the kinks. Like sometimes it says on click and then I click it and nothing happens. I click it again and it just moves to the next slide. Like
that's all good. It's all good. Working some kinks out. You guys just should just see what we're doing right now because it's funny. Here we go. The segment you've all tuned in to hear, Time to Trash the Commish. Of course, this segment brought to you by Greg's Eggs. Check out the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel for the latest episode of Greg's Eggs. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. This one is from 2-inch Mitch. 2-inch Mitch from Indy. I'm no astronomer, but I'm pretty sure the world revolves around the sun, not around your bald head. Man, I already screwed up the first one. This one's from 6-7 Bitches of Thunder Piss. We want change! We want change! We want change! And this one is from... And this one's from Bistro Bob at Nichols. My special bread will give the commish a yeast infection. Whoa.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Gross.
All right. And we are, of course, we are on live at 808. This is the Prime League Podcast. And we do open up the phone lines for anyone who would like to call in and trash the commish. Go ahead and give us a call at 740-346-5607. And whoa, that was quick. We got someone on the line. You want to trash the commish? Who are we talking to? And what kind of trash are you going to dish out?
Oh, this is Howie
Selfish. Oh, no.
No, he's back.
And I'm sick of the commish.
He's back and he's mad.
You know, I don't even know why I call in. If I wanted to support three talentless douchebags, I could have gone out and bought myself a Nickelback album. You idiots left out the most important fantasy matchup from last night. Me versus the commish's mom. And it was a blowout. That broad, she's been on more wieners than Heinz ketchup. Oh! She's so big. Oh, man, is she big. She's so big. To have sex with her, I gotta slap her in the thigh and ride the wave in.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, but you know, when old Howie Feltabush finishes up, he likes to treat his lady to a nice meal, so we were there talking. And, you know, she was saying, talking about when Shane was a baby. She said, when the commish was a baby, he was so ugly they used to feed him with a slingshot. She said he was so ugly as a kid, they used to make him trick-or-treat over the phone. Oh! She said Shane was so fat as a baby the store couldn't carry him. They had to use the crane. Hey, you know, old commish, he hasn't lost many pounds since then. The guy's still so big that when he wears a Malcolm X t-shirt, helicopters try to land on his chest. Oh! I'm out of here. Fruit of commish.
Oh, man. Oh, Howie Feltabush. Felterbush. Oh, Howie Felterbush. I don't know what you did to him, commish, but damn.
Yeah, one day you're going to have to tell the story of what you really did to Howie and why he's so angry with you.
Oh, man. yeah, I guess so. It's one for the ages, apparently.
Okay, well, Howie Feltabush is our, I think, our first repeat caller. You guys changed. No, you're back. Okay. Howie Feltabush is our first repeat caller, so thank you to Howie for calling in. Yeah, he got us both, too, Jay, at the beginning.
He's a fan. We'll take it.
Yeah.
He loves us. He hates us. He listens to us. That's the important part.
Exactly. Good. Well, let's wrap it up with this.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Always like getting in there one more time. Well, that's it for Trash the Commish today, guys. Glad that was Howie was able to join us because I wasn't able to come up with any good stuff. I mean...
Yeah, I was messing around with my slides too much that I didn't didn't go exactly as planned, but overall, I think they worked out pretty well and just completely forgot about trashing the commish, which I guess isn't that surprising. You know, you just forget about the commish sometimes.
No, I expect nothing less from either one of you.
Okay, well, it is episode 10, guys, and we have been discussing a lot off record that we haven't passed along to everybody else yet. What do we want to pass along to everybody that we're comfortable with talking about at this time as we're moving forward here into, what, week six? Yeah, week six.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, I think I wanted at this point, we don't know if the video is going to be on YouTube yet or not, but this episode was actually has been recorded the entire time with hilarity going on. So hopefully at this point, when you guys are listening to this, the video is actually out on YouTube and you can find us, on YouTube. We'll share the links, search up, Prime League Podcast on YouTube. You should be able to find us there. And this is just going to be one of, hopefully future videos that we can post up onto YouTube.
Yeah. Now this won't be an every week thing, at least right now. So we're going to do it this week and then we'll see what happens going forward. But yeah, we will definitely, this won't be the only one, that's for sure. But yeah, it was fun. It was hilarious. Jay, you did, we ran a couple of tests over the last couple of days, and from what we did yesterday to what we did today, Jay, I think you did an outstanding job. I'm glad that you were able to get all the video intros ready to go. They timed up almost perfectly with the intros. I thought it was perfect. You did a lot of work today.
It was pretty good. You know, while we're here, I'm just going to start the slideshow and just let them run from the beginning.
Should I get some music going?
Should I get the intros?
Yeah, all right, what are we starting with?
We're going to go in order. They're in order as from they are, but they're pretty quick, so I don't know if you'll be able to slam.
I'll keep my eye on them. I'll switch with it. What are we starting with, the open?
Yeah, the open.
740 Prime League Podcast. Calling autumn leaves, it's gridiron time as they face off in the league. Papua New Guinea Prime.
Give me a signal when to switch it.
Draft selection, be methodical and wise.
Review.
I need to feel your energy today from start to finish.
Come on!
Keep this train rolling. Let's go.
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster?
I didn't have one for that. I didn't have one for that.
I need to feel your energy today from start to finish.
Come on. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's keep this train rolling. Let's go.
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster?
Be can take me in.
Man, those listening right now, they must be like, what the fuck's going on?
Right, what are they doing right now? It's just chaotic. This is probably my favorite one. I love it.
King of the Hill.
He's a white trash.
It's time to trash the commission.
By the way, those watching right now, we can talk about that. Those watching, that picture you just got, that's Howie Felterbush.
Yeah.
Are you able to just pull that picture up, Jay?
Yeah, hold on.
That's Howie Felterbush. For those of you who want a visual of who the man is, very fortunate to have Howie around.
Let's take a look at him here.
He is, by the way, he is sick of the commish. That's over. Howie. That's Howie Felterbush. He's mad as hell. He's mad as a cut snake on hot pavement.
Look at his eyes, dude.
And that's not someone I would want to cross. So Shane, I mean, I feel bad for you.
That's not a heavy camper, bro.
Oh man, let's just hope he doesn't show up at Friendsgiving. Oh, by the way, Friendsgiving.
Oh,
Shane, what's the date again? I don't remember. Or Jay, do either of you guys have it in front of you?
I think it was the 16th.
Sounds about right. Let's see. December 16th. Yes, December 16th, right around early afternoon, probably around 2, 3 o'clock. You guys can start coming on over. But yeah, Friendsgiving, December 16th. It's a Saturday afternoon. Shane will be in town from Florida. So looking to get everybody together that we can. So if you're listening to this right now, you are invited. Friendsgiving 2023, December 16th at 808 Main Street in Toronto.
I'm excited.
Same. I'm hyped, dude.
Yep.
I'm ready to come back for a little bit, see everybody, eat some good food.
Yeah. We're just hanging out now. Just three dudes hanging out.
Just three dudes hanging out. I guess, I don't know. This is a good episode 10. I feel good about it. We had some new things going on, trying new things, trying to expand our territory here. Mm-hmm.
And listen, there's still more stuff to come. I don't know if you guys wanted to talk about what we were talking about with the other live video we were going to, or there's not the video, but the live show we were going to do. You want to keep that?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right. For a date yet to be determined. By the way, Shane, I want to get to your hat, by the way, now that we're talking about the visual part. On a date yet to be determined, the Prime League podcast will go live on a Sunday afternoon, and we will bring you live updates of the NFL. We have audio pumping in through the podcast, so we'll be able to take you live to each field throughout the NFL. Going, not sure if we're going to do 1 o'clock games or we're going to do the 4 o'clock games yet, but we'll have our options that we can take you through the action, give you live updates in the fantasy league, and just provide some cool entertainment for you. And of course, you're welcome to call in and trash the commish or just hang out and just BS a little bit. So I think it's going to be something pretty fun to do.
Yeah, excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. That's going to be I'm hyped for it. It's going to be kind of reminiscent of our live draft day. So I'm excited for that for sure.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But we're going to put you up on the big screen here, Shane. Tim said he wanted to mention your hat.
Yeah.
Live in the center.
Shane, you got a little hat going on up there for those who can't see, and for those who can see but having a hard time making out what's going on the hat. Take us through it and what led you to buy it.
Take us through it. Well, it's a hat. It's meant to go on your head.
Okay.
And it has an LED sign on it. And I can make it say whatever I want.
How do you control it? Is it a remote control or is it cell phone, Bluetooth?
It's an app, yeah.
So what you got going on it right now? It looks like it's just got some audio waves flowing through it. Is that actual audio waves that it can hear, or is that just the design?
Oh, that's just the design.
Okay. What's it saying now? Fuck off. It says fuck off. Jerk.
Piece of white trash. Take Shane back down into his seat. He's getting a little out of control.
Oh, man. All right, guys. By the way,
what's
I wanted
to say now, guys.
What's that?
What's it say now?
Whatever. It says champ. Whatever. Get out of here. Yeah. Four-time champ. Does that say four-time? You weren't a four-time champ. You're three-time champ.
I'm a four-time champ, fool.
We're just going to do this because I don't think they can see you now. So,
Jay, something that I wanted to bring up earlier on in the beginning part of the show, but Greg's Eggs, I've been following them on YouTube. And if you haven't yet, Greg's Eggs YouTube channel, go ahead, give it a search, hit the subscribe button. Proud sponsor of Trash the Commish. They got some new videos listed.
Yeah, we're doing some cool new things coming up here shortly. We've been adding some random videos, getting our feet wet a little bit again. Greg's Eggs, we're going to be doing a lot of food videos coming up. We're going to be making new and exciting foods with the smoker and the pizza oven. We're going to be doing like poutine, exotic foods all the way from Canada. So we're going to be making up some recipes, recording some videos, putting them on there for people to see, doing some video game stuff with Minecraft and Roblox. Roblox was just released on PlayStation yesterday. Jackson, the founder of Greg's Eggs, is pumped about it. So, subscribe now. Get in. check us out.
You mentioned the food. He's already got food going on. One of the videos on there is him testing a mozzarella stick.
Oh yeah, that one is actually his highest viewed one. We're over 100 like over, views.
It was over 200.
It's over 200. Yeah, oh, that's insane. It's just it's pretty wild.
But that's awesome. That's awesome. And I like to think that we have a small part in that here with the Prime
podcast. I think we do. We're reaching the audience. We're promoting. We're helping each other's out. Prime Lead Podcast, Greg's Eggs, mm-hmm. Humphrey's Homes, all together.
And if you'd like to sponsor a segment or sponsor the show in general, go ahead and reach out to us. PrimeLeaguePodcast@gmail.com. We are on Twitter as well, or X. Shane, you want to hand out that Twitter handle?
Yeah, we're on X at Prime League Pod and Twitter at Prime League Pod.
And we are live Wednesday nights right around 8:30 on Live at 8:08. This episode is available wherever you get your podcast from. Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on SoundCloud as well. Just search Prime League Podcast. And also, Jay, I did see that we can search your name now. I found it a couple of different times. Nice. So nice. I think we needed to get our name out there a little bit. Pump it out a little bit more. Episode 10. It's great to be here, and I'm glad to see the growth from episode 1 all the way to episode 10. It's been an exponential growth from 1 to 10.
It really has, yeah. And speaking of ways you can find us, we are already on YouTube. Search up Prime League Podcast. There's no videos yet. Make sure you subscribe now so you know when that video drops.
Yeah. All right, fellas, anything else before we wrap things up?
No, just thank you guys for all the work and everything you guys do.
Thank you, Shane.
All right. Week 6 kicks off Thursday night football. The Chiefs hosting the Broncos at 8:15. Don't forget to set your lineups. Search for the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel, proud sponsor of Trash the Commission. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you're looking for a new home, hit up Humphrey's Homes. With Humphrey's Homes at Red One Realty, you're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest. Humphrey's Homes, the newest sponsor of the Prime League Podcast, but the newest sponsor could be you. Follow us on Twitter at Prime League Pod. Email PrimeLeaguePodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget, we also have a YouTube channel now. Just search Prime League Podcast. And after you've hit the subscribe button on the Greg's Eggs channel, go ahead and hit the subscribe button on the Prime League Podcast channel. Live Wednesday nights right around 8:30. Otherwise noted in the group, we will let you know. And this episode will drop Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts from. Gentlemen, it's been fun. Can't wait to do it again. Episode 11, 1 week from today.
Can't wait.
Adios.
Come on. Come on. Who that?
Yeah.
Who that? What? It's like the grand finale. We coming through with the Madden family, and only the baddest athletes gonna survive. When you see 4 or 5 of my guys piling up on top of you in front of your eyes, feel the impact. Dual shock starts to kick back. Hey yo, it's Madden 2001. You need to get that and feel like you in the game playing for real. It's like royalty, so nil.
It's like hot one, hot two, high.
Who the champions?
East swinging big sights. It's like hot one, hot two. Swinging big sight, it's like hot one, hot two, high. We taking over, he's swinging big sight, it's like hot one, hot two, high. We're winning the game, he's swinging big sight.
Only the realest survive, the bone crushing. Got him sitting out for games. We get penalties when I snatch your frame. I spit darts, they hang my jersey up in your park, and that's for real. So what you wanna do? Hot rhymes, I'ma drop a few. Like a hospital, cause when it's on, we don't talk like Phil Donahue. I'm the number one pick player. What you wanna do? My team got it sewn, away and a home. We like kings when we reign the dome. Run lanes insane, rock microphones. Each swing, am I right or wrong? I'm right, you wrong. Every time I flow, I storm. You just the norm. Ripping up the halftime show and can't keep calm. Then I'm at the tailgate jam with John Madden. Bagging up shorties like, excuse me, madam.
It's like hot one, hot two.
Who the champions?
East swinging big sights like hot one, hot two, high.
Who putting it down?
East swinging big sights like hot one, hot two, high. We taking over. East swinging big sights like hot one, hot two, high. We winning the game. East swinging big sights.
Leave them in the dirt.
I know why you're still here. And I regret to inform you that I accidentally removed the button where I just click it and it says what you're here to listen to. But I ask of you a favor. Since you're here, do me a favor. Let's trash the commish in the group message. Send a bald joke to the group about the commish, and it will be our little secret. You and I will both know that we're on the same page when it comes to how bald the commish is. So, send a bald joke to the commish in the group. I'll love it, and then I'll send a bald joke myself. It'll be our little secret. All right. Bye.